Welcome to the Joy Reveals podcast, where you'll learn about mind and health hacks, travel and business tips, and ideas on how to become the best version of yourself. Now here's your host, Joy Packard. Let's see what she's going to be revealing today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Joy Reveals. I'm your host, Joy Packard, and today's episode is for the person who's ending the day feeling heavy, maybe even a little disappointed. You know those days where you sit in bed and think, what did I even do today? I feel like I've had a lot of those lately. When the inner critic is loud and the list is long and your energy is low, let's be real. Some days you don't conquer the world, you simply survive it. And honestly, that matters. And there's a quote I love from Brianna Wiest. You are not behind, you're becoming. And hard days are where that becoming actually happens. We've been trained to only celebrate the loud wins, the milestones, the check boxes, and the big steps. But life is made in the quiet wins, those invisible moments when nobody sees the effort but you. Maybe today you answered a tough message even though you were drained, showed up for someone in your family who needed grounding, held back frustration when it would have been easy to react, made a phone call you've been avoiding, or took a moment to breathe instead of a break. These are small on paper, but huge in human experience. As author Emily P. Freeman says, let every small act of faithfulness count as progress. One of the biggest truths I've learned is this. Hard days often look unproductive, but emotionally, they're doing heavy, heavy work. And think about it. Processing your feelings and dealing with conflict, holding space for others, calming your own nervous system. These are tasks that take mental bandwidth far greater than checking off errands. And here's a part most people never say out loud. Emotional labor counts as accomplishment. If you carry something heavy today, you accomplished something. If you held yourself together, even barely, you accomplished something. And if you had to make decisions when your heart wasn't ready or steady, that's strength. Maya Angelou said it perfectly. You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them. That alone is a victory. On your hardest days, your brain will try to convince you that you did nothing. But let's flip the perspective. Maybe today wasn't about moving forward. Maybe it was about not falling backward. There's a quiet kind of courage in simply continuing and staying in the room and staying in your life and choosing not to quit. I often remind myself of this quote from Morgan Harper Nichols. You are free to keep walking, even if you have to take smaller steps today. Small steps count, half steps count, and standing still and catching your breath counts. We think progress comes from big moves, but more often it comes from the days that test you. James Clear, you know, we love that author, says, habit is persistence in the face of boredom. I'll add, growth is persistence in the face of hard days. You're growing when you show restraint, you set boundaries, you let go of something draining you, you rest even though your to-do list is calling your name, and you get back up after every emotion that knocked you down. These are the days that build your resilience quietly. You're doing better than you feel. And if today was one of those nothing got done days, let me reflect something back to you without sugarcoating. You are underestimating yourself. You did more than you think, and you carried more than anyone knows. You navigated emotional terrain that deserves recognition, and you kept going, and that is an accomplishment. There's a beautiful quote from one of my favorite writers. Sometimes the miracle is simply that you made it through the day. That might be you today, and if it is, I'm proud of you. And as you end your day, I want you to release it and let go of the guilt, the pressure, the feeling that you've not done enough and that you should have done more. Reset and breathe and allow your compassion, the kind you usually give everyone else. Tomorrow doesn't need a perfect version of you. It just needs a present one. You're doing better than you think, and you are becoming stronger than you realize, and you are accomplishing more than you give yourself credit for. This is Joy Packard, and this is Joy Reveals. I hope this has hit you at a good time and spoken to you. And if so, please share it with somebody that could use it. And I appreciate you so much. Feel free to leave a review as well. I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.
thank you for tuning in. We value our listeners. To access all of the links and resources mentioned in today's show, head over to www.joyreveals.com. That's www.joyreveals.com.